Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
He did it for me. Did it for me. He came for me. All the way across the world.
All the way. He's here.
But did he? Help me, I'm going to fall off my shoes. They're like stilts.
These shoes are absurd that Stacy is wearing.
You know, I thought you couldn't walk in heels, but Stacy has proved me wrong. I think maybe you are more alike than you are different because she cannot walk in heels.
She can't. I don't think these were meant to walk in. I think these were meant to sit like almost as an art piece on someone's mantle or something.
Or get fucked in when your legs
are
in the air.
Yeah, that's better.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce?
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba ba dee ba ha da ru
da di da. The twins. Up ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ha.
Y'all, this is not a day gay.
This is not a day gay. Stacy and Starcy. Welcome to
Darcy and Stacy.
Darcy and Stacy. I can't say it.
Darcy. Y'all, this is episode 2 of Darcy and Stacy. What do you think?
This is one where I come to U.S. for first time.
Y'all, I swear, when Jake does Florian, it literally is like his body is convulsing.
Yes.
Come at us. Let us know what you think of the episode. We're kind of getting into the meat of it.
This
at 90 Day Gays. Come at us.
This is the second episode, and I thought this was a much better episode because this is completely like Housewives scripted, you guys.
For sure.
This is scripting Chef's Kiss. And this is not the kind of 90 day kind of, we take things that did happen
and no, dramatized them.
This is a writer who sat down and said, "What can we fight about?"
This is some queen wearing a Olive Garden hat.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, some queen named Tyler thought this would be a good idea for a scene.
Yeah.
And she was right.
She was right.
She was right. Thanks, Tyler. Come
Thanks,
at us.
Ty. That's what he's called.
Yeah. Actually, he probably goes by Lur.
That's awful. God
if
damn you.
If you know someone named Tyler who goes by Lur,
no one goes by
him.
Lur.
Come at us.
That's not a thing. That's absurd. That's absurd. Come on. We're better than that. We're not, actually.
We're not. So Stacy, so Florian has arrived. She's waiting for, she's happy, nervous.
He's, so we find out, well, we already know, this is his first time in America. They've been together 5 years. He proposed to her the first time in person.
He did.
And he's walking up. He's so frail, y'all. He's a fitness model, and he's so frail.
He literally is like a walking skeleton.
Yeah. And he grabs her and picks her up. Remember when Tom tried to do that to Darcy? And he, like, fell almost.
Lord lift us up. Well, fuck.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Okay. Oh, didn't see it. Can't pick me up. Yeah. Okay.
Come in. It's fine. It's fine. I'd rather walk anyway. I'm my own woman. I'm strong.
And so Florian is like, first time in my life, I came here on the airplane. He's like, my town is old city. I propose her. My job is things going to gym. I have no relationship long, only 1 month. Stacy is nice to me and she helped me. She my angel.
That means she gives him money, y'all.
Like an angel donor.
Yeah.
You're my angel. Do you notice the entire time Florian can't stop being a model? He's on model duty. He's like staring right into the camera.
He's like, this is going to be my moment. I'm finally going to be seen. Y'all, he never smiles because models don't smile. Why? Because they're hungry.
Yeah, he loves his job, y'all. He lives model behavior.
He is biting on the inside of his cheeks the entire time.
I'm telling you, he's like, whoop, blue steel to the camera every time.
He is Zoolander all the time. He's not getting excited about anything.
I think it's because he's probably flown for 22 hours.
Oh,
but I
possibly.
Think in general, he's got a pretty low energy level.
However, if you were flying to the U.S. to see your sugar mama, wouldn't you muster some energy?
I don't think that's Florian's M.O., but she does say, we should show a little more motion. And he's just so tired. And she's like, thought he'd be a little bit more excited. Hope he's happy. She's already doubting it.
So what's interesting to me, and we're going to see this more and more, when Stacy is around Darcy, Stacy's in control.
Very much
when
so.
When Stacy is in a relationship and around
Florence,
Stacy becomes Darcy.
Yeah, so true. Yes, I agree with that.
100%.
Asked and answered.
Sometimes even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
I agree with you. You say a lot of perceptive things.
Thank you. Sorry, y'all. I had to put in like some gum because I did Darcy once and my throat's already feel like a cockroach trying to crawl out of it. Anyway. So anyway,
she's going to change her shoes, those awful, awful shoes. And he's like taking off her shoes.
He lifts her onto the car.
She's like, oh, okay.
And the whole time, Stacy is just like, I'm not going to do it. I kind of want to make you do a 90 Days Theater reacting them taking off her shoes. But that's a lot because then that poodle doing double duty. But literally, everything is sexual.
Pretty little feet.
She's like, oh, you took off my shoes. Oh, like them toes? Like them toes?
Yeah. Everything is very
and he's
sexual.
Like, sexy feet.
I'll do anything like for you, my angel.
Yeah, suck on my toes. Suck on my toes.
My angel.
Suck on my toes.
Angel, children of the night. That's what I keep hearing. So Florian just leans over and eats her face. Like, full on, like, squid. And sucks on it and bites her lip. She's like, oh, ow, it hurts.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being grossed out and 10 being into it, where were you?
That's really hard to call. Because so often these things intersect one another. I think I was liking an 8.
You know what? I'm not going to lie.
I think I was liking an 8.
I was kind of like a 10. I was into it.
And, you know, I like a little bite occasionally.
He's a good kisser.
Sometimes you got to bite back.
A man who would just, like, manhandle me on TV like that and embarrass my mother, that's respectable. That's respectable.
Y'all, if you embarrass my mother, that says you will go the extra mile.
Y'all, this you're talking to Poodle, who's leaned a guy over at a restaurant and made out with him, and I've licked a stripper's ass before at a club. So you know what? We're not classy.
Probably not the best two people to ask. So, y'all, and what I learned from that is Florian is freaky deaky, y'all.
Freak. He gets a kind of ling-a-ling-a-lingus.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, in Connecticut, we are, I guess someone, Darcy's like, so I looked up something on the internet that says TikToking. Everyone does a TikTok.
Everybody does TikTok.
They call it Tickin' Talkin'. Is that what it is?
They call it
Ricky Ticky Tavi.
Show your tits. Okay, I'll show my tits. Mom, don't show your tits. Okay, sorry.
The girl's like, she's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom. That's exactly what Darcy is.
Okay, I do feel like, and maybe it's just editing, but I do feel like Darcy is somewhat involved in their children's lives.
I agree.
And she does seem like a good mom, I think.
She is. I think the kids have to parent her more than would possibly be good, probably.
Yeah, like you kind of want Darcy to be single for like 5 years. Like
true.
Just so her kids to grow up and get out of high school.
I
so
agree.
They don't have to see her.
So they're just not mortified. Darcy would be a hard mom to have, I think.
I think it would be difficult in that I bet Darcy is... I hope not. I hope she isn't two moms where when she's not in a relationship, she's super there and present. And when she is a relationship, I don't think so, though. She seems very committed
well,
to them.
Well, here's the thing.
It's hard. I don't like to talk about some of these mothers.
We've
single
only
mothering.
Seen... The on camera
yeah,
Darcy.
That's true.
So,
but she, boy, I do think she loves her girls. So
I agree. I know. I agree with that. So you guys,
I think she's a good mom.
We know Raina, drunk friend Raina, who's always with Stacy and Darcy.
Raina and Debbie.
She
we
brings
were hoping
Debbie.
They were a couple, honestly.
But we heard Debbie when she looked at Darcy's new guy. She goes, "Oh, hey, she's my type."
Because they kind of dressed alike, and y'all, this
Raina kind of talks like this,
and they this is like, and lesbians often do wear the same makeup.
It's true,
not necessarily the same clothes, but like they'll do their makeup the same,
similar palettes.
And Raina and Debbie had similar palettes.
So Darcy's made some kind of peanut butter balls that no one appears to be eating.
Okay.
What is this?
People are already tweeting us. These are some shitty-ass peanut butter balls with fucking cheap... Y'all, they put a towel around the champagne because it's cheap-ass
champagne.
They're
melting. Also, she popped the top off the champagne and shot it everywhere. As evidenced by our YouTube Live today, you do not have to do that. It's classless to do
it's
that
classless.
With champagne.
And as Poodle, what is your cardinal sin?
Waste alcohol.
Yes. So
thou shalt not waste alcohol.
That is the number one commandment of Poodle.
That's
is it
higher.
Number one?
No, it is. Thou shalt not fuck thy best friend's father. Lesson learned.
Oh, I was going to say, you've never done that? Yeah.
Lesson learned.
So you mean father ... Again,
exactly.
Okay.
That's a better thing. But it's right underneath there. It's way above murder.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Adultery is not even in the pack.
No, you're like, yeah, it's fine.
But don't fuck your best friend's father. It's just a bad idea.
Just saying, someone got a call at 1:30 in the morning, come get me. I didn't need that call. Anyway, y'all, so... They're talking to Darcy, and basically they're like, so These peanut butter balls are fucking disgusting. So let's talk about your boyfriend instead. What's your dating life like? I really want to say, I've been to parties where people have made those peanut butter balls. They're the easiest fucking things in the world to make.
Is this the kind with, like, is it with
it's
cream
like
cheese?
Oatmeal
or
and cream cheese and peanut. It's like, it's the easiest. You don't even bake them. They, yeah, like, cool. The fact
they
that
look
Darcy.
Terrible.
The fact that Darcy can't. Y'all, I don't think Darcy's never going to have a show on Food Network.
No. She did make steak and rice before. But I worked at a restaurant.
Cut on the bites.
She puts that in almost all her cameos, y'all.
She does.
You know what? You can say a lot of things about Darcy, but you can't say she doesn't know her brand.
She knows her brand better than few. So Rain is like, Stacey's a lot more grounded in love, and Darcy, you know, loved love.
Stacey's a lot more grounded. Girl, Darcy, yeah, just loves love. Raina's usually intoxicated, y'all, and she's much more fun.
We're going to see drunk Raina this season, and it's going to be everything. So you already know it's bad because Darcy's like, I don't know if I should trust him yet, but I did meet somebody, and
thinking about opening my heart.
Y'all, as soon as I saw the pictures, I was like, girl, you're going to open your legs.
Yeah, right?
Because
get in line.
Georgie, woo!
Georgie is Bulgarian, you guys. And it feels so ridiculously, when I think of the name Georgie, I think of a pudgy little British boy who's just running around going, please, can I have another sugar plum?
Please,
Georgie, yeah. Georgie, I told you. I am weighing you tomorrow.
but I'm Georgie, hungry, mommy.
Yeah. But it is in countries, he spells it Georgie, but I guarantee you in Bulgarian, it's probably Georgie. Is
Georgie?
The way it's said. Georgie, yeah.
Georgie?
Yeah, or Georgie. Like Georg. Basically, it's all George.
He's pretty hot.
But the anglicization of Georgie is funny.
It's funny. Yeah. We're not going to rule on BDF until we see him in person.
I know. We haven't really seen.
It's been far away. It's mostly body shots.
Yeah. So, not that I had a problem with it.
No, so, not that. So they see the pictures. Debbie's like, oh, he's my type.
He's my type.
They're into it. And so, you know, I realize Raina is the voice of reason when she's sober. And she's just the voice when she's drunk.
Yeah.
You know that voice that never shuts up and yells at you, but is trying to give you advice? That's Raina. I love the best for you. I need you to know you're not going to put up with this shit. You're a strong woman.
Raina is the friend defending, is the friend in front of the other person yelling at the guy.
Raina is that bitch who will make you feel loved and make you cry at the bar.
Yep, she will. She's a good friend.
She's a good friend.
You're a good friend. Thank you. So back to New York. Florian is exhausted, you guys. He's falling asleep, standing up.
And he's not normal exhausted. He's model exhausted. He's done some runways. He's had some photos. Y'all, you don't even know exhausted until you know model exhausted.
I like how you're acting like you know what it's like.
You know, my time in Milan.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. For the plus size Victoria's Secret category.
That's fair.
You were beautiful in that lingerie.
Thank you. You know, mm-hmm. I felt pretty when the lights were not pointed at me.
Right.
So,
she wants sexy time with him.
She does. She
and
wants sexy time
with
some
him. Action.
So, Stacey's fucking hard up. The producer says, Florian, you know what? This won't be a 90-day theater, but I'm going to just right now be the producer, and Poodle's going to be Florian and Stacey, because I'm the producer, and I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, Florian, are you ready for some action, Florian?
I'm ready every time for what needs Stacey. What needs her?
Stacey, are you ready for some action?
Yeah, let's get on. Rock me all night long. Rock me Amadeus. Rock me Amadeus. Rock me. Rock me. Rock me Amadeus. 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 Rock me Amadeus.
Fuck me, I'm a Deus.
That was stupid.
For the rest of my life, my angel.
He calls her my angel a lot.
My angel. Y'all, I don't know if this is just a normal term of endearment consistently.
Sorry.
It just consistently is my angel is everything. It's like, yes, my angel.
And she's,
yeah, my angel.
She's baby. Baby.
It's upsetting. Then she says, well, you know, our sexual energy is like an unspoken language. And that's when I had, like, bile come up in my stomach.
Well, he says, y'all give me energy, no city.
Oh, yeah.
And then she says, I feel the energy, too.
You gave me no jail, no city.
And she kind of looks around.
Yo.
When she says something, she's like, I feel energy, too. And then she does that Darcy look where she, like, looks around like, do I? So anyway, they're in the hotel. They're ready to get on.
He falls into bed.
And it literally looks like a child who's pretending to be tired. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
A child who wants to, like, get out of church early.
Right.
Or they're done
playing
being
sick.
Done being at Aunt Tilda's and they want to go home.
Aunt Tilda's.
And they're just sitting there and he's like, I'm tired. And then Stacey's like, well, I've been waiting 5 years for this. I feel underappreciated.
He's like, tomorrow is a new day. Promise of a new day.
Promise of a new day.
Remember the premiere of that video? It was like during like American Idol. I remember it very well.
I don't know. I think it was before American Idol.
Maybe.
It's on MTV Making of the Video.
You're right. So, and
that
so,
was a big Paul Abdul
so
fan.
Then he's completely falling asleep. And so Stacey decides this is the time. Can we talk about something? Is there a worse time?
I just want to get it over with. Should I tell Darcy about meeting Tom?
She goes, yes. Text.
And we're like, no, that's the shot song, Florian.
And so he's falling asleep. They can't even be bothered. And the next scene, you guys, this is a classic. This is Darcy in the bubble bath. They did this scene for us. They had to.
They really did. Darcy is getting in the bubble bath, and she's going to... She got a text from Georgie, I guess, that sent her off. And so,
Georgie.
She gets in the bubble bath. She FaceTimes him. And y'all, it was a really awkward FaceTime because only because I've had these conversations that have started this way.
Not in
and
the
then
bathtub.
It usually ends with somebody pulling out their dick and we're jacking off together. And I thought, are we about to see phone sex with Darcy and
it
Georgie?
It looked a little weird. There was some like awkward silence moments. Yeah.
Y'all, because... What do you do?
I've never FaceTimed jerked off with anybody.
I don't know. Either.
I'm not taking. <but I know.
laughs> Yeah, me either.
Yeah, don't know what you're talking about. I'm not taking a moral high ground against it. I'm just saying.
You had plenty of phone sex without video.
I'm just saying I've never FaceTimed. For some reason, it feels pure to me.
Just to do verbal, old school
yes, or no,
sex talk?
No, FaceTime feels like what you do with your family. Or
then what's the difference of Piano Cat 77?
That's what I don't know.
Because it's on your computer?
I have my rules. I don't know.
Because you use Skype for that? Or do you like use Zoom? Or oh, that's on Chatterbait.
Yeah, you got to go to Chatterbait.
Chatterbait. Okay. Mm-hmm. Piano Cat 77. Wow.
So
he's like, she's like, you want to come join me? And he's like, it looks so good. Pause. Pause. Pause.
And she's like moving her face around, duck facing the entire time.
The entire time. So we find out, y'all, he's a masseuse.
He does ask, is it naked?
Is it naked?
It puts the lotion on the basket or else it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
So he's
naked?
He's a masseuse who lives in D.C. now. So he came here on his own.
And he's been choosing me.
What kind of masseuse looks like that?
The one who lives in West Hollywood and only does out calls.
Yeah. The one you find on rentmasseur.net.
The one who's really not a great masseuse.
Yeah.
Who does the massage naked.
Yeah.
You've had one of these massages, right?
No, I didn't. I've never, like, called a guy from one of those sites. I went to this place. My gay neighbor, who's very sex positive, said, you've got to go to this spa. It's great. And I was like, oh, great. I need a good massage. And he didn't tell me. And the guy beat my meat. And then I got home and I happened to, like, he was in his yard. I was like, hey, I just got back from Sparadiso or whatever it's called.
Sparadise.
Sparadise. And he's like,
that's the worst name, by the way. Sparadise. Sparadise.
And he was like, hey, yeah, was it good? And I went, he jerked me off. He was like, yeah, that's why
that's
it's a great
point.
Massage. And I said, I didn't want that. And that's when I started going to Paula, who walked on her back.
Was the massage good?
It was, you know, I was on my stomach, and I was naked on the thing. And, like, they, you know how they like, kind of start to rub on your back?
Yeah.
And he started to rub on my back, and there was an excessive amount of oil suddenly. And he was rubbing on my back, and then he, like, rubbed down on my back, but then, like, put his fingers in my ass crack, and I went,
oh, my God.
Oh, well, this is going to go south.
I would have flipped out. I don't think I could have handled. There's something about.
I didn't want to be rude. it would be so rude. I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
But you were being uncomfortable.
He was just this little Thai. He was Thai, so I'm not being rude. But he was this Thai immigrant who came here for a better life for himself. And I'm going
to
turn around.
Who should be able to jerk your dick.
And I'm like, I don't want to be like Libby's
parents. I don't want to shame you.
No, you should stop doing this. You're trying to get yours.
But you should take up for yourself.
You know.
It's okay to admit you liked it.
I did not like it. But I left still with the crick in my neck. Because it wasn't a good massage. Like, that's what I wanted.
Spare.
You know? So it's like. But I'm not going to shame him.
No.
For
I'm just a fan of nothing. Nothing about sex has anything to do with massaging.
100%.
Let's keep the skill sets where they are, everybody.
But we would be surprised if I got you a massage and it's with some cute guy named Juan who's shirtless suddenly rubbing you, I think you would respond.
You know, I would have the mental fortitude to say, you know what? No thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
There's a big difference. Actually, I would just say, can we cut the massage? If someone did that to me first off and it wasn't very good, I said, can we just stop massaging and get to having sex? I think I would say, why the pretense?
But they don't have sex with you.
They just jerk you off?
They just jerk you off.
I bet, though, but you can hire the WeHo guys to fuck you.
Yes, you can.
Not that I know.
Which is shocking.
I did work in WeHo. I just never paid for it.
Braggart. No, I'm kidding.
No, I just never paid for it. I don't need
to. You know
to.
What? If you paid for it, that's fine.
You can do it all you want.
Care. You can do what you want.
I don't know. I had a student told me one time. It's a weird conversation. Sometimes I have crossed boundaries. Told me he paid for it one time.
In a voice lesson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to work on those boundaries. Was he glad? Did he get what he paid for?
Yeah, he said it was completely worth it.
Great.
Yeah. So y'all,
what were we talking about?
That was a long one. So,
oh, Bulgaria, yeah. So he lives in D.C. and Darcy's like telling the prisoner he's been chasing me. I did not contact him. He contacted me, and
I've been thinking about you every day.
And they met once in Miami at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
what was Darcy doing at the Super Bowl?
There's no business. No business. I thought. Darcy is just being seen to be seen. She doesn't even know about football.
Go Detroit Lions.
Yes. I love the Lakers. Go.
Detroit Pistons.
Yes. She has no fucking clue.
Uh-oh, y'all don't pull over.
I think they're far away, okay. But don't pull over.
So, Stacy is, she, this is the day after, and she's got a full face on, and she's like, well,
in
even
bed.
Though he was tired, even though she was tired, we could still get it on.
Still got it on, and she's like, and it was
good. It was good. My angel for everything.
For everything.
So, you guys, she then gives him a new phone with an American number.
Is that a new phone? Well, Matt, is that
Matthew,
a new phone?
Is that a new phone?
Dad, I'm gay.
Yo, you can find that episode. That's when you're coming out to your parents and your wife's second wife says, Matthew, is that a new phone?
Is that a new phone? That's what she said. And you know what? It was.
She's just trying to fuse the situation. She really was.
It's my BlackBerry. No, what was it? I don't remember.
So she basically, she's like, but I'm going to give you this phone. But I have to put my thumb on it. So in other words, she puts her thumbprint that so she can
have access.
Access to his phone. Y'all, we're not going to discuss that, but you can have this discussion with your friends. Would you ever let that happen? That's a lot of boundary crossing for me.
Well, I probably would.
Now it's don't pull over time.
Now it's don't pull over. They're coming. I probably would let that happen if they were paying for
the phone,
paying for everything or a lot of things.
That's a loud one.
It is a loud one. Hail Mary, full of grace. I hope they're safe.
Lord is with thee.
Would you?
I value my privacy so much. Even though I'm not really sending stuff, I would never want anyone thinking the idea that anyone could just go in my phone at any time would really bother me.
Yeah, I...
However, I had not cheated before. Or she, even though he said... If he did not cheat, she would say, why? Why bother about it? However, he's there on her dime.
I don't want to say that she's... So I'm saying that I probably would let them do it if I was in that situation and they're paying basically for everything. Do I think it's ethically right to tell someone you want to have? I don't know. I think if you have to do that already, it's not in a good place.
I agree.
Not, like my boyfriend and I, we
it's
have
a symptom.
We have access to each other's phone, but it's just been out of reality of like, babe, can you look on my phone? My password 6969.
Right.
Fuck me, whatever. check it. And so we just know that.
Right.
And then we know it from like if there's an emergency, we can get in another one's phone. But I don't have it. But I do think if you're in a relationship that I do acknowledge privacy. However, though, a part of me is also like, I have no secrets. If my partner wants to look in my phone, he's like, hey, can I look at your phone?
But what if we
would talk about why, but I would let him look at my phone.
But what if he would have demanded that? What if he would have demanded?
I think that's what irked me, is the way that she demanded it. And honestly, I mean, a part of me, the feminist in me, is kind of like, Darcy's kind of a badass, because do you know how many fucking men have done that to women? And to see the kind of flip of that, or Stacy's a badass, to how many men have done that to women? And
I agree, but it's still the
gross.
Same thing.
It's still gross, yeah.
Anyway, so then Stacy's like, I mean, I just don't want anything like to happen. He's like, oh, God, no. It's like, it starts to get heated, and he's like, fuck Lord, or something like that.
Fuck Lord!
Fuck Lord!
No!
And she's like, because this is the last chance. I guess we're going to take it day by day.
And he just goes, I understand. I come here.
Yeah, it's not good.
Please let me live.
Wait, my Floyd impression's not good, or that wasn't good?
No, it wasn't good that was happening.
It wasn't a good impression either way.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you not to do it anymore. You can just say it. It's fine. Some things work, some things don't. It's nice to throw things against the wall, though.
Well, you know, as Stacy says, I guess we'll take it day by day.
Yep. So, back to Connecticut, you guys.
Well, actually, remember, we should pause, actually. We should take a commercial break, and then we're going to get back to Connecticut, y'all.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Excuse me. Oh my God. Oh my God, we started and Poodle just choked. Are you okay?
Yeah. Meanwhile in Connecticut.
Meanwhile in Connecticut.
Jesus.
Y'all, Darcy got 100 roses. Not in a vase, just in a box.
No.
From Georgie. Darcy.
I feel like it's out of a romance novel.
I was in awe. I've never really gotten roses, let alone 100.
My gut is saying he could be the one. Your gut has said that so many times.
It's true. Stop listening to your fucking gut,
your
Darcy.
Your gut. I never said this before. Your gut is wrong.
Your gut is wrong, Darcy. We say that with love. Listen to Raina. Listen to your sister. No, listen to Raina.
Listen to Raina.
Listen to Raina.
I feel like what she thinks is her gut is actually her chooch. Her vagina.
My chooch. My chooch tells me I love it.
Is telling her that's where she's going from.
She's just, bless her heart, she starts to read the card and she goes, sorry.
No, that's my head.
The producer says, Darcy, can you read it?
Okay. Really happy I met you, boy. And every day I get...
I felt those words.
And then she says, I felt those words. His energy, I felt his heart, and his big Bulgarian dick.
Yep, which she thinks she probably has.
I might have found my man, too. Y'all... Darcy.
This is all just so competitive.
This is a sweet card. This is not fucking poetry here.
It's not, letter to a poem, ode to his late mistress or something like that.
That's obscure poetry shit that nobody understands.
What was his name? I'll think of that poet.
Keep talking. I got to get my Grethers.
So you guys, we're moved back to New York City. And
New York City!
Florian, they are walking around, and Stacy's like, oh, gotta get a New York hot dog. Something special. Hot dog. Hot diggity dog.
Hot dog.
It's a sure thing. It's a New York thing. Say hot dog. Hot dog. He goes, hot dog! She goes, no, hot dog. Hot dog. Hot dog! Dog! Hot dog! Hot diggity dog! Say it! Hot dog! It doesn't translate, y'all. He's like, I have had
I can listen to you do just hot dog for 10 minutes.
He's like, I have had sausages in Europe, but American hot dog I have not had.
No.
So they are meeting Darcy, you guys, at some restaurant. And this is so Darcy and Stacy because there's this huge sign that says, seize the night.
It did say that. I want to say before, they were crossing the street during the day. And she's like, oh, babe, did we wait at the light? And he goes, come.
Come. So anyway, Stacy comes in with her Balenciaga jacket, and
just, is that really a Balenciaga?
That's what it said on the side.
Oh, I was like, and holy fuck, did Poodle just recognize fashion?
No,
because
no,
we're
no.
not those queens.
And with the fall that she has put into her hair.
Well, here's
horse hair.
Well, here's what happened. We have breaking news. They took that carriage ride. And she stole the horse's tail. And we actually have an interview with the horse.
Okay.
From the carriage ride.
I wonder
ride.
What that was behind you. Like eating carrots.
Yeah.
For a while. So, horse.
Yeah.
What was your experience of giving a ride to Stacy and Florian?
Surprisingly, I don't think the man weighed anything because...
Okay.
Very light, very light.
Okay. You have a very humanoid voice, not like Mr. Ed at all. Didn't really expect it to go there, but that's okay.
He gave us a bad rap. Bad rap.
Mr. Ed?
Fucking bad actor. Fucking bad actor.
Oh, so Mr. Ed was a hack.
Oh, yeah, not a New York horse.
So that... horse of that whinny that he puts in his voice, which
fucking
we thought
pussies.
Which we thought was authenticity.
That's a fucking pussy horse.
Okay.
Whip.
Maybe it's that.
You know how a New York horse neighs?
How?
Fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Someone's going to call for us about domestic dispute.
Fine, I'll beat your ass.
Anyway, this is a very coarse horse, by the way.
You know I've been working all day. I'm tired.
Okay.
These fucking people smell like goddamn hot dogs. I'm disgusted. I'm a vegetarian.
I would hope you are.
Yeah.
I think most horses are.
No, Mr. Ed was a fucking cannibal.
Oh,
sick
wow.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You find a little bit. Boy, he wasn't as, I guess he wasn't as good as we thought he was.
No, he's fucking Wilbur. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Wilbur was a kinky motherfucker.
Like, who was getting fucked?
Both of them. Have you ever 69 with a horse?
I haven't.
Exactly. You don't live to tell about it. Wilbur died.
I'm going to cut this interview short because I'm disturbed.
I'm just saying, but she stole my fucking hair. That's all
and
I want to say.
Thank you. I didn't catch your name, horse.
Greg.
Y'all, Greg the horse.
What? Okay, I'm back. I just had to go to the bathroom.
We had a great interview with Greg the horse.
We really? Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Apparently, horses don't actually kind of talk like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That we heard every horse in every popular culture do.
Well, he's a New York horse. I've heard they're pretty brutal.
I guess.
Yeah.
I can't help but wonder that maybe that specific horse did not have that ability.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe
who
he
knows?
Just, you know. Who knows?
Who knows? Sometimes we get really angry about the stuff we can't do. So
I don't know. Maybe the horse
maybe
actually
that was the reason for his anger.
Has better improv skills than other horses and doesn't do the just typical thing. Maybe.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So they're sitting
came
down
off
to
a little
eat,
angry.
Y'all. So they're sitting down to eat. She looks ridiculous though.
Yeah, Stacey.
It's like it doesn't even match.
No. And then Darcy comes out, you guys, in a fur that I can only call made of calico cats.
I mean, it's a fake fur. It
yeah,
has
but
be,
it's
but
like
still.
Black, white, gray,
orange.
Kind of orange. Like a calico cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's but less cute.
But less cute. And also, I just watched Darcy and Stacy, and I'm like, are y'all always hot? I'd be so hot. They're wearing these coats
the
all
furs,
the time.
Yeah. And it didn't even look like it was that cold. I think that's they have to do it. They have to. It's that kind of like feigned opulence that people have to wear of a certain, that they're thinking like of a certain like social strata. Feigned opulence, yes. So anyway, she basically says, Darcy, in the confessional, she says, I don't really trust Florian. And she's like, that's what it's about. It's trusting each other. Eyes on the prize. And then she does that look, I'm looking at you thing.
She did do a toast. If you didn't watch the show, she shows up, she's like, well, I'm doing America. And they hug, they get some champagne, and she does a toast, and she was like, a toast. And then she looks right at Florian and says, to trust in each other. And that's when she does the, like the V, my eyes, your eyes, I've got my eyes on you.
And then Stacy does some kind of weird little thing, like they're signaling to the umpire.
And then Darcy tries
to
cover
to the pitcher.
Darcy can't lie at all. And that's when Darcy says, it's like we're all trusting each other. We're all trusting each other here.
Eyes on the prize.
It's not about me singling him out at all. But it is.
And Florian goes, Darcy, I've never been bad to you.
He kind of just cuts through the shit,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I've never been bad to you.
Because he says Darcy comes in mad, and he said, I'm not starting a life with Darcy.
Yeah.
I'm starting with Stacy, and I wanted to say, back that up, bitch, because when you're dating fucking identical twins,
you're dating both of
you're
them.
You're dating both of them.
Yep. Everyone Stacy dates, so does Darcy.
And the easier
same with Stacy.
A man realizes that in either of their lives, the better they will be.
Yep, I agree.
You're dating both. You're fucking one.
Exactly. It's the shittiest relationship with a twin you're not fucking.
Exactly.
So, anyway, they are... she's like, I guess I should say, I've got some good news for myself, actually. Florian's like, so I guess she's going to tell him about herself now?
He's just kind of sitting there. Because Florian says, Darcy kind of always makes it about her.
And then Stacy said, it's about time. So it's all picking tit for tat, as Tom would say.
And as we go forward, I feel like probably the best way to do this.
Yes.
Do you need a Grethers?
I do need a Grethers.
They should be a sponsor for fucking Darcy and Stacey. Y'all, this is a section we like to call 90 Day
No,
Gay.
Darcy and Stacey
Theater.
Oh, Darcy Theater.
And Stacey Theater.
I finished it because you wouldn't go up.
What do you mean?
Normally, you've been going staying down.
Because you yell at me when I do the...
No, that's correct.
But you yell at me when I do it.
No, that's correct.
Oh, God, just go with the scene. All right. Poodle's playing Stacey. I'm playing Darcy.
I mean, what does she think she is? Well, so a guy's a fitness model. And he's also
Eastern European.
He's Eastern European.
Yeah.
He's and hot. It's like, come on. Do we not see any of the parallels here? What do you
he's
mean?
He's a fashion model. He's Eastern European. He has long hair.
It's never going to end up good.
Florian has short hair. It's totally different. I mean, look at my guy. He's huge. His name's Georgie.
You know what? I'm gonna fix this right now. I need to tell you something.
What?
I saw Tom.
What?
What? I just wanted to get this off my shoulders, which is not the expression.
Not the expression at all.
Off my chest.
Thank you.
I just needed to get it off my shoulders. So apparently Stacey's got shoulders for it.
She doesn't want anything off her chest because she paid for that.
I know. So,
what do you mean you met with Tom?
No, I was just like saying that I met with him. I defended you. I was saying he was in the wrong and that he was saying basically that he was getting help, therapy. And
well, good for me. He fucking needs it.
He suggested that you need therapy. No, you don't say. He said you need it. I know. I mean, it's okay if you want to get therapy, you know, because you're a loser. I mean, it's okay if you want to get therapy. I thought about it before. I would never do it because I'm not a loser like you. But
I'm good.
Got to your hands.
I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good.
I feel like I've triggered something in you.
You have triggered something, and I'm trying to move on with my life.
That's a lot of champagne, Darce.
This is not what I expected. I'm going to finish this drink.
One, two, three.
You know, going to go find love.
Don't take a calico cat and go home.
It's a stab in the back.
Fine. Is this how it's going to be? Is it to be war between us?
I'm going to call my Uber X.
No, Uber Pool.
Uber Pool.
You never know who you can meet in love.
It's true. Call you tonight. And scene.
Wow.
And that's how the show ends.
Y'all, it's never a dull moment with the Silva twins.
It's scripted.
That was scripted by a writer.
I still enjoyed it thoroughly.
And it was scripted by Tyler, who's sitting here eating a chicken parm stub while he wrote.
Oh,
Lur
never eats a chicken parm stub.
Oh, what does he eat?
Oh, he's eating fucking some
like snacks.
Snacks. He never eats really a full meal.
Maybe like Trader Joe's frozen food.
Yeah. Because he doesn't look good when he wears his anime cosplay when he's fat.
Fair.
Y'all,
that's the show, y'all.
That's
Darcy
the show,
and Stacey.
Darcy and Stacey. This is going to kill my voice, this show.
I know, my voice is gravel.
I hope we only have 8 more episodes or I'm not going to be able to make it.
I can't do any more. Maybe it's only like 8 episodes.
Maybe. You know, I have to say, we have pulled through because we did lava. Y'all, it is so humid here today. I have boob sweat.
It's awful.
So
I'm all swassy.
If you're living in the heat, we just want to say we are too.
Keep going, Queens. We're doing our best.
Keep going, Queens. We're all doing our best. This heat's going to break. And
sometime in the next month.
Sometime. So, y'all, we love you. And what do we say? Go to 90daygays.com. That's where you can find
everything. I don't know if we say anything with Dorothy.
I don't.
Darcy.
Oh, we do. You know what? Don't worry about the Silva twins.
Follow your heart.
They're gonna get it together. No, last time we said... They're going to get it together. And no matter whatever you want in life, all you have to do
manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.